Not a report.
Mr. Chairman, I have a real short report. I'm just putting a Manor report and the 1991 report and the Cominco update and the five-year plan just into a short report. We finished the fiscal year June 30th, 1986 with just under a $2 million profit in Manor for the previous year. It was not as good as the year before, but not bad for the kind of problems we have in the economy. The board of directors voted to issue a dividend this year, $1.25 a share, and that will be sent out in early December. Major problem, of course, you hear about it all the time, is oil prices are down, the state's money is down, and the oil companies are having a bad time. They're losing money too. So that puts a lot of pressure on outfits like Nana. We're pretty busy up there on the slope, but we're not making much profit. Our camp is doing okay, but they put the pressure on our prices we can charge them for room and board up there. But we think that some of the companies might go under that are in the housing business, and so we might be able to push our prices up later on in the spring. drilling business is very slow. We've got one big rig working. Alaska United Rig 2 is working, and our small workover rig is working. But at least we're better off than some of the others, I think. we're trying to keep our losses down as much as we can. We're trying to cut our expenses. And there's not much we can do with some of our businesses. You know, we can cut them only so far. We're trying to do that. We're still working on shareholder hire, trying to keep the pressure on our managers to hire shareholders. We have hired John Shively back. Some of you remember him. He's working for us now again. We're starting our village travel in November. I should have made a copy of this, but we're starting with Kobuk and Chungnak in November 17th. Nana will be traveling, John will be traveling for the borough, and probably somebody from the school system. Manila, I guess they've got quite a bit of stuff to give, so they're going to wait until maybe after the first of the year to make their travels. So Manila won't be with us this in November and early December. Also, we won't give a very long Cominco report this year, this time. We'll probably come back again maybe after the first of the year, as soon as there's more activity, more information to tell you. But we will give a short report on where the Red Dog project is. Robert, did you want to talk over?
Manor report?
I mean, should I just keep going?
Up to you.
The You could use my notes if you want to.
All right.
On the 1991 legislation, some of you might have watched it on TV during our AFN convention. Well, we tried very hard for 2 or 3 years to, or 4 years to get some amendments to the land claims settlement to make it better, but it died in Washington. We got all, well, the natives, we weren't united. You know, we had some people who wanted sovereignty and some of us who thought that the amendments that we got written up were okay, would have made things better. We're trying to keep control of our stock, keep control of our land, protect it from taxation, all these other things, but it failed to pass because we weren't united, and we're going to try again. The AFN is meeting today, trying to get it started again. It'll probably take us at least 2 years to try to get the Congress to change the land claims legislation. So we're just going to have to keep working at it and see if we could iron out our problems between us. on Cominco, you probably heard that Cominco's got some new owners. Cominco was owned by a company called Canadian Pacific. Well, Canadian Pacific, they sold it to three partners. One is a Canadian firm, one is a German, and one is an Australian firm. And that took place after our last meeting in Vancouver, when our joint, our NANA committee members and Cominco met. We didn't really know about it at that time, but so far we think that everything's going to continue on schedule, as far as we know. The new owners are mining people, mining and refining. That's all they do. They have refineries in Germany. They have mines and refineries in Australia. And we've met the new president of Cominco. He's an older guy, kind of like Norm Anderson. Norm Anderson, some of you have met him, kind of a flat top, white hair. He's gone. He spent most of his life with Cominco. Now they put somebody new in. So we're going to have to retrain these new people. And they seem like, I think we're going to be able to work with them okay. The project is on schedule so far. Cominco has, they've come up with what they call letter of credit, which is if they have to go to a bank to get commitment for $120 million for 10 years of road fees for their, so they've met that deadline, which is supposed to be November 1. So, and Cominco is still working on their financing. They need $250 million from the banks to build the project. They're part of it, you know, not the road and the port, but the mining stuff. So they're still working on that. And the road contract should be issued this winter. So, and the best news is that zinc prices have been moving up. So that's good news for our project, is that as long as the zinc prices are moving up, the bankers feel better. So, on Cominco, we know that the project is going to cause some problems in our area. I mean, it's going to be good, we're going to have the jobs, but it's also going to create some other problems. You know, if there's going to be more money in the people's hands, and some of these things that we've talked about earlier, we are going to be working on a kind of like a Red Dog Impact project. So we want our people to make to hang on to those jobs, and you know, we want to also have some this training program that we want to have all the Malawi management types that are going to be working on the project, you know, in fact, you know, take this training, Inupiat Ilikwase type training. We also are thinking about having Inupiat Ilikwase programs maybe at the camp, you know, right there where the people are living when they're there. So that's something that's got to be worked on. We are also updating our five-year plan. And it's been very good for us in the management, and then later on we'll bring it to our board. We need to know what to do about certain of our businesses, you know, over the next 4 or 5 years. Some of them are within the next year, you know, there are certain things we have to do. And this is not just, you know, business planning, it's partly cultural, involving these Inupiat Ilikwase ideas. And also, some of it is political, because we know that we've got to try to maintain our political influence in order to protect Red Dog. You know, now that we got it, you know, there's you know, we got to try to protect it from sometimes the labor unions might want to take our jobs, or somebody might want to tax it more, or somebody might want to take the financing. There's any number of things we have to we have started what we call INUPAC. It's a political action committee that NANA has formed, and what we've done up to now is that we work with the other regional corporations to raise money, you know, for political campaigns, and it's perfectly legal, and we try to help the ones that help us. That's all we do. And so we have one for NANA now that also gives us a chance to not just to donate in the rural areas to candidates, you know, from the Bethel area or interior, but also in the cities. So we're going to keep this what we call INUPAC, Political Action Committee, and we're going to try to educate our workers. You know, we've got a few hundred workers all the time scattered around the state, lots of Nalawamis too, but we think that they need to help us politically, you know, by giving maybe a few dollars once a year to INUPAC, and Robert is the chairman of it, and I'm the treasurer, and that's, you know, whenever we need something, we always go ask for it from somebody, but when they need help too, we got to be ready to put some, give them a hand. That's the idea behind the INUPAC. Okay. The last thing is we are going to be trying to think of some new enterprises, some new businesses for NANA, you know, that relate to the Red Dog Mine. Like Johnny said, we won't have a lot of control over what happens during the construction phase. We're going to have to use every influence we can to try to get the jobs. And I think with our new governor, I think we should be able to work on that, I think. We're supporting both sides, you know. But I think he will win. But we are going to look at some other areas of business that relate to Red Dogs, which is down the road a ways, a few years. But that should... and also, part of our five-year plan includes moving our NANA employees from Anchorage to Kotzebue. It's got to be done, you know, I think in time, because it costs money if you're going to start moving a lot of people. And but we think that there's no reason why we shouldn't have our most of our people here. You know, we've got quite a few down there, and we've got a lot of accountants and clerks and managers and whatnot employed down there. It's cheaper out down there, but I think we need to bring these employees back here. We might not be able to do it right away, but that's the goal. And we might have some resistance too from some of our workers who like it down there, but to me, NANA is, you know, should be home here. I think we should have an office down there, you know, to represent NANA, but I think the majority of our people should be up here in time. The other thing is that we are in the process of buying that Bornite property. We really haven't sat down to see how best to use the property, but we figured it would be better for NANA to own it rather than for them to turn it over to somebody else. I know that Kaminka wanted it, but I think we'd be better off if our people control that land and whatnot. And there's a fair amount of equipment there, some nice buildings. You know, it probably could be a real nice training center, or, you know, there's a variety of things we could use it for. But we didn't want some outside game guide, you know, for instance, to get it and have all this traffic coming and going. So we figured we better take a hold of it, and they've given us some good terms on it to acquire it. So I think that it will be a very good addition to whatever program is, you know, worked up for that area.
William, I might just add to that last statement he made. The land they got up there is something that is, I think, long term is going to be real important to us, because Kennecott started staking claims up there and getting patents on land before the Settlement Act. They ended up with a whole bunch of land up there, about how many thousand acres? That's only the immediate area, but there was more that they had. There were 6,000 or 7,000 acres, I think, total. And what we'll, through this deal, what NANA will get control of that land. And that'll give us control in one area that we were always concerned about, and that is that somebody from Fairbanks would finally put a road or railroad through to that area. And they had a right to do that. Now, this doesn't give us total control over it, because Kennecott will still have some claims up there, right, in the Arctic area.
I think we need to be fine.
The Arctic one too?
No, I don't. If I remember right, I think we got everything, didn't we?
Everything they had?
I think so.
Okay. Well, then we got better control than I thought. But because NANA owns it, then NANA would have a real say in whether they ever build a road or a railroad, and that's important for the people in Upper Cobuk.
Okay.
go back and check that.
What Nana report the left to Nana profit down in you 2 million report and we have the money who came in open rarem June 30 when Atlanta paid the money. I see board of directors cutting my arming October me down in a quarter a share dividending with Jacob Lewis civil nexus in December me I will reserve. Tiba tiba orang ramai ingat kuis malam lagi sana semua pergi silam penyelit balik. Aglanu wa kau tinggi ga teman nak kang mana ukrumit takko camp aku tak kang mana mana nyorak univit nato naglan profit tanik tikat ikut aglan ukrup akhir pagi nyewa. Nah, so banyak nak cikgu ilirup pakmah maka ni kampanak baik tamadra lusernya lalu sekat mana sebal lagi untuk tamadra akhir sepagi je ni tadi ni kan pakak tu that had money or crumpy vanic, but more what that had ma that had him the camper that na subatonic the caral of top that naglan of what. So by ya came my job that had money that an in noon long with Mississippi Domic that had money camper a hunting stand and did Nagin Yavin Minic, a woman's a bad doctor. A key exile look to that na a key new of Domic. The car of putting over that net, private taputuna, mixing mutu, and away you tapped in the teller. I say, so little Macuninga in your bed, Sabora Dixangatigun, shareholder higher in the coming over Tamatko shareholder. Ines sabah kapten ngurang luwik, disuk luwik. Di amin uwa tamna makin terkat sulit. Sulit, pokotikin lakana, jan syaib li. Dara, Oktober minyaklan uwa. Nah, namun, sabah, tatna. So, sumipayak sabah kami. Pekop tekan, ni. Asyik sulit. Nana report tak, dah mana pergi sini. Ibu nuna akhiran ni. November 17 minyak lant, kopak menyolok ni. Ibu sang naik mesin yang tahu dengit na. Sama. Sinyak sah naik ni juta. Tak na, kau tiga orang lagi ilapatik. Jangan lupa. Na, Willy report tak, ni. Tabrumuna Nanam sitting a ripple galoo. I say to the Janum ripple on a book the hammer. Tabrumuna Burgon Sully 1991 May Sabah of Turk, Savakti covered Matuman Nunam, Nunari Kangata in your bed. Taxi yang lalu tanda semua kanong lapang semua sabakan lagi pada ini penuh tanda pikir lah dinya lalu sulit maka ia lalu berobat 19 December 18 1971 aku pun nanti rot temara ia lihat kau sabangan temana pasan lagi jadi Congress mewa orang ni kiri tenggelam sabangan kiri tu penyiasa tu malu nu kini. Sebagainya kerugian lebih nak tu kuwele, tamane, tam rumahnya sebaga oke, dua, ukur tinggi laka, angin gue tanah, tamane, tema TV ni, event convention mata, in the way come kenya pal miye in language in you pet no na khaftanga tamanna allamun hanu chimun anga anga lallugo itu klu tamne in yang isati itu kon tanna itu kon ligu wa tam roma akisinna atau chiko yu matun pisi pisak luwi in you pay paya dit khililyo upata na honi pasan na so umunatin kamin kukun okak taktu gulokatik janglo terhama tetap kinya o rabak terhama rotak sak o lak ni yung minyakpan o lak ni nyayang nip yuk aglan contract contracted bitang lo kisenik sabaga na so terhama January lo tatamama March gumitono lagla tabro milyone bitagom tema kisut saban nak patago kuba sabakat gina yang sinyap juga inyupet tas road kami saboran liksang alu mana tikho dulu sule tat hakimna red dog nunanga tamna sabag wiksapak Maning mit 250 million mit tanna kami kutukutuko ak tanna nakinya terhama pengkani sabo ti sang mit nik tigo ti kau ti kisah nik sabaga na aklego uba tamla sulle sabaga kame asin kau ti gat sulle tat hakim na mana zinc na kau ti kame terhama matemunga sabingmun hati ye ikut ikut dulu tanah sebagai kanak api cok tu orang ni dulu tanah gua apa tu orang rong nak tok api cuk lu rak di lana sulit red down nak pang menyau ni tanah penyek pan kau tiga sulit jika you tau wisnya dulu nak ak ni tau dulu Karena ini pet maninya petak sejaman ilokamun perisinya dulu. Asin juga ukap tuk sulle tak hakimnya nampak menyakoni penyekpan cara sebab tuan mako karena ini sakti luit kau kli nyun tamat gunung ini nyak telang tamat rak ukau tigit luku sulle mana una Tibun ni kapse inyupet mana nak lura liksangat tibun ni tak kini tu red dog me mana kau tiga luar lakukan mana di sini juga buat tak nak tibun kalau waktu tak nutup punya sulit. Ina, engkau cuma sama si sabak tu di New York tu, monga, ijangit monga keluwi, bukan aja kita tarume kami kakone unan nanam aglanga mana sur kanut cuma aglanga bukan ilune, engkau cuma itu makannya ubah, karena si bun kaktu tu ko, tak monga keluwi, sabak ubah nga angalat cuklu. Sambil yang engkau cuma gelar sebab tu yang itu kalau orang tu buat tanah cuma sibun ni tu tu ko tanah kanok sah sibun ni agak sahpan engkau cuma pisang makan ni buat nak kita taruh ni tanah sebab lo mana kenyak sejuk buat ngah sebab tu buat tanah sulit mana Aglangat kanok nana maglanga iglak tiliksanga uwa na kanokam niya nalunayangat 5 years tawruman na kanok ang alaliksanga ang alal na ang alat ko wala ako mo uwa sumiksuli Abrumuna, Kodi Kapil, Apexuti Saka of Siva, Koki Nayagasano, Abrumuna, Red Turkun, 1991, Nakanana reporter Kunuwa, Sumit Apexula Kupse, Apexuti Nayagasan.
Everything that set out within the viewer except those watchmen for the Lego Lockdown corner. I hate that not only is that we can see, you know, we Christians. Can you guys put a YouTube show in the thing? Come out with a new show, no loud.
Yeah, Bart, they're going to have this, you talked about this, you paid the Passage program for Red Dog, that could be part of that program, because some of the people that are working up there will be ministers, and they can run their own services, if they're part of, if it's part of the program, and it should be, so I don't think that's a good point to make sure that when we develop this program, we'll make that part of it too. Because they won't be going home on weekends. Mm-hmm. They stay up there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks at a time.
I was going to ask the same question too, because during the pipeline, you know, they have to get on the citizen camp.
Well, some that we could work on our planning.
Dari tamna ukak waktu tiga lulu tiga senyarat kanu buat nak guru ni tu waktu je. Sulit born night kini kau tekan cara toxic kau make di gua kanu tu nak lana kisahnya tu juga nalu nega ni simar kau ada sulit kanu akhirnya sulit kisahnya nalu kena zaman tu kami kut gua pesukan lawat na namun zaman ni nuna ngah Pit kop ngulube, lipsi, pigit lulu, tamana nuna, tamana nuna, nyipay tari niya ngalakak sa hiru, tamama, ano, pigit lang ngayon, tamama, kapak tatin niya, sumo natukulubo, kodi kapti nununi matumungo, tamama atukulubo, ano, angalatawag siya, pinyo munyak na kapaduk, tamama, pit kop lulu, toksa ko munyak kapaduk, toksa kap lulu, simon na yan ikaw niya, Anu korne ting dunia padam, nana pilih siapa apa? Apa yang lu temanen nuna dorok sama, temat kolo, kotiga land claims act pas tanggal lau nego sibone temat kolo claimers penik siapa lu tu?
One question I have, really, is there any purpose why they're enlarging that airport at this point?
Well, you mean at Dalkrigo? That's because the people at Kobuk and Chungnak wanted it.
A bigger airport.
Yeah. So they could get bigger planes in closer. there was the cheapest way to get a bigger airport up there in that area.
The airport supply or troop building to cover the fall that they decided to wait till next summer. We thought we might get down next week.
Robert, just one more thing, and that is we're going to have a pretty tough year in NANA this year, and maybe the next year, you know, because business is pretty slow, and profits are pretty slim, and our planning says that we might, if everything works out, we might make a little profit, maybe $1 million, but it could go either way, you know. So I just want to let everybody know that, because things are kind of tough in business, and we're in better shape than some, but we're going to have to work hard at it.
Banana una iglesia so paya ak islaun ke jene meba ko meba akir pagi jene ka kita pak tila sakut masu manu kini jun terdi mun tikin yak tau mu tam rumat ni terago me pilio do rao te terama me kira kasi yang lao tu tak lago kanok kanok pesti nyau rok tu tam rumat ni nga ukibag lo e pagun lo buk tana so payak tana tinyak tila takutin na angirom nalunak to binyan kita utalo namun itok so payak alas kami so payak tana tana dinyak pagin
Maybe you should have, since Mary's been here waiting for that next one, you should have her make her report.
Pete, you want to do that now?
Sure.
Christian did report.
What's been happening recently hasn't turned out very well. As you probably heard on the radio, James McClellan got what we figure was kind of a stiff sentence for his game violations. He lost his snow machine, his rifle, got fined about $1,500, which about half of it was
suspended,
and he also got slapped with a 10-day prison sentence, which was suspended also. And it's real clear that the state wants to flex its authority muscle to make it real plain to us who the game management authorities are, and that they intend to prosecute each and every violation. Well, where that boils down to a problem is that we've had the Park Service involved with their memorandum of agreement with the state, but the other person that wasn't named in the thing that started the thing anyway was the person that gave them the tip, and that was a guide, R. Fields. And that started the chain of events that led to a communication with the Park Service to investigate these camps that were investigated by Mr. Fields. At any rate, that not only does he face the state charges, but they're not done with him yet. He's still got to face the federal charges. And I hate to imagine how much it's cost him already for lawyer's fees for what little representation he got. So anyway, what our advisory committee did was finally came out with this regulation review, and it's aimed directly at the Park Service through the Subsistence Resource Commission that the Interior Department's sitting on the paperwork. And what we want to do with this is to point out to them that they're enforcing laws that we had no part in the design, no part in the implementation, and no part in the enforcement of it. So it's real obvious that if the Park Service thinks that we're just going to sit here and take that kind of scrutiny by them in alliance with the state, they're full of prunes. And what we're going to do is we've already approved the draft through the advisory committee, and what we're going to do is go through the regional council and dump it on the laps of the boards of fish and the boards of game, and to the new governor, and also to the Secretary of the Interior. When I had a meeting earlier with Boyd Evison, who is the area director of the Park Service for the state of Alaska, he did indicate, sitting here with William Mott, who is the director of federal parks, that there were major problems with that master memorandum of agreement, and we agreed. And this is the proof and the document that's going to tie the two together to see if we can force them to make a change, and if they do intend to make a change, that we be part of it. And any fish and game management system that doesn't include its native people just isn't going to work up here, because it's real simple that we just go to great pains to avoid them in the first place. And if the Park Service wants to get with the state of Alaska to enforce these laws and regulations that don't fit us, then it's just going to be a waste of their time. And what we want to do is make it real clear to them that with the budget cuts on the federal and the state level, that they better start listening to us. And this is also going to be taken up on the regional strategy here to address that same issue as a regional concern, because you know, quite frankly, it's getting to be a real pain. And to have the state, I think, unnecessarily slap such a heavy sentence on someone that has violated game laws, when at the same time these people that are going out right now hunting on our land, just shooting the caribou, taking the heads and leaving the rest of it. And we've seen out here in the airport all kinds of horns and stuff go out, but no meat, hardly. So we figure there must be a new kind of caribou running around, and that's head on both ends. So at any rate, we do plan to also appoint a subcommittee again on the advisory committee specifically to investigate the sequence of events that led up to the charges against Clement, against Vern Richards, and against James McClellan. And what we want to do, and we have to wait for the court transcripts to analyze how the thing was handled. But also what we intend to do is make a report. And the report will go not only to the local newspaper, but to the Thunder Times, and hopefully with the recommendation that they print it, and also to the regional IRAs, councils, the elders' councils, and whoever else we feel needs to be informed of the details of that particular situation.
Thank you.
pengeksi jalan pesing. Mudahnya pesan game pun aku tiga ngadem mah. Tukar rum naik sih, aku ibne hutis pilot. No dame, Clementine milio, Vern Richards lo, nalo James McLennan. Tak ku nunggu apa, tak ku nunggu apa, pangsap. Anak, angin lah jauhin langan, gitu. Buat, James McLennan, nukong asli bulu, tukutai asli bulu, sele, 1500, tak nak. Anmi siksangan ni, sibun nang ni, mikro ngelah tam nak, suspend down ni, mikro inap tuk tak nak. Anna, akhirnya lelau ni, lelau itu, sulit. Ten days, setahun lagi punya penyesal, sulit amna, setahun lagi juga, nak tak sulit. Tak belum mana. Kemudian aglang ni kasihnya buat, kuwane, sabah kau nasi tak, tema, kanu kuting. Temas kawan saya rupa lo, tamat kununga, am ap kununga lo, Washington DC itu orang tamat tuju di kawan ni juga, ikhana jalan istimewa, tabur muna, kanok angin lata ulik sangat, kisilanga aglan juga, tema kepaksita kami, tepamun temnya, kanok angin lata ulik sangat, kangkang sila pakar usule, disebutin juga. Nah, tujuan mereka ni pak mat, tak tahu rumah mak tu. Dalam masuk le, kanok penyelamat, jadi semua cara penyelamat, nuna akhirnya IRA Council Moron, tempat penunggu tempat di sana, jadi semua Moron, mana waktu ni?
Tahu rumah ni juga, kalau tiga belas tengah, asal orang pun kalau ni macam mana? Bukan tak faham ni, nampak ni camp pengan ni juga, jadi macam maksa pelan ni. Last Los Angeles meet tu, cuma sak kayak, sama ni sesama. Kalau ni betul nak ke Los Angeles meet, tak nak. Neang-neang ilut, mungkin jika tak rumu pakai suri juga nak. Tapi jika ikut tak nello, asal orang lo. Kalau nasuri ni tidak susah siap takut, tidak ribau manusia.